In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So, Madeline Grace Fall, 12 years ago today, I'll never forget the phone call, the 40-minute drive from here to Hudson, and talk about Godspeed. The news of her passing, and the sorrow, and the light. And the light that shined in spite of the day. 12 years ago today, Maddie was taken from us into the mansions of the righteous. It's hard to believe it's been 12 years. 12 years, she was 4 at the time, 4. Which means she's been with Jesus 3 times longer than she was with us. Hard to believe. She'd be 16 now. 16, maybe zooming around in her wheelchair, humming to songs by One Direction. I don't know. For those who may not know our Madeline Grace, let me share a brief background. Maddie was born radiating angel's light. She was also born with numerous health issues and spent half as many days in a hospital, it seemed, as out. In body, she was both challenged by her health and also a strikingly beautiful little girl. In spirit, she was that perfect combination of joyful and unbreakable. Unbreakable. She loved church. She loved coming to church. She loved people. She loved to sing. And did I mention she loved coming to church? I'm convinced by what I saw in Maddie's face that she was seeing angels here, if not Jesus face to face. And while her mitochondrial disease may have taken Miss Madeline Grace from us way too soon, it did not win. It did not win. She won. She won. Or perhaps more accurately, God was victorious in her. You know, Maddie is a hero of faith. And a local saint. Her veneration locally was blessed with enthusiasm at the time by Archbishop Job. And it was affirmed a couple years later, subsequently by Metropolitan Jonah. Now, you know, 12 is one of those sacred numbers, right? 12 is one of those sacred numbers representing fullness and completion, an accomplishment. And on this 12th anniversary of Maddie's repose, I had been hoping to do something grand for her celebration. Maybe a dinner, maybe balloons, I don't know. We had talked about this last year, but of course, with the pandemic, it was not to be, at least not in the earthly sense. Many of you are not even in the building, have to watch from home. But her celebration remains grand and remains glorious in every heavenly sense. As we reflect on the heavenly meaning of her life, certain virtues stand out, not only as unique to her life, and how she put them into practice, but how these virtues have a universal quality, to them for all believers. And the first virtue I thought of as I was preparing this week was not her singing. It was not even her perseverance. You know, we heard in the epistle reading that Steve read for us about how Paul had this thorn in his flesh and he begged God to take it away from him 3 times. And 3 times said God said, no, you know, my grace is sufficient for you. You know, talk about prophetic. My grace is sufficient for you. But that wasn't what I thought of first. All that came to mind later. What I thought of first was the work that Maddie did. The work that she accomplished. And of course, she did not build buildings. She didn't till the land. But she did incredible work nonetheless. And I think we can all agree, if we think about it, something even greater than the work of this world. You know, in the second hymn we heard for her this morning, we hear these words, "With the stars of light," we sing to her, "with the stars of light, your right hand glorifies the Savior, and your left hand praises him together with the sun." This is work. Her right hand and left hand working to glorify the Savior and to praise him. to praise Him with our hands. This is the work of eternity. This is the work of the kingdom of heaven, to glorify the Savior and to praise Him in what our hands accomplish. Now, whether it's building buildings or tilling the land or celebrating life or showing love, what makes our work eternal is not how hard it is, but whether or not it glorifies God, whether or not it praises God, whether or not it shares God's love and God's joy with others. And Maddie's did. Madeline Grace's work showed love and joy to others. Maddie's work glorified the Savior by sharing her heart. Maddie's work included her perseverance. Maddie's work included her singing. Maddie's work included overcoming the thorns in her flesh. Maddie's work brought diverse people together with one accord. I mean, Madeline Grace brings love and joy to this day to everyone who gets to know her. Family and friends, her church, her priest, therapists and caregivers. You know, you shared that picture of her swimming with her therapist. I mean, they all felt her love and joy. Or the other children she came in contact. Maddie's work was to bring and to bear the fruits of the Spirit to everyone. Everyone sent her way. And that is the work that her right hand and her left hand were accomplishing. And that work is eternal. Now, in today's gospel reading, mothers come and interrupt our Lord. He's teaching at the time. Mothers come and interrupt the Lord's teaching by bringing their infants and their young children to be blessed. And the disciples are a little bit scandalized. They say, no, come back another time. Wait till he's finished. But Jesus says, no. Bring them to me. Bring the little children. Let them come to me. And then he goes on to say, unless you become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Children are the standard according to Christ. Children are the standard by which we enter heaven and not the other way around. Therefore, according to Jesus Christ, Madeline Grace is our standard. She is our measuring stick as to whether our faith is God worthy, as to whether our work is kingdom worthy. That should make us reflect on the work that we do with our hands and with our voices and with our skills. Does our work, great or small, does our work have the quality of something eternal? Or is it just for this world? Do our words, even work words, bring love and joy to the world? Now, that's the question we ought to ask ourselves. Do our skills just make a living, or do they somehow build up the kingdom of heaven in our corner, wherever that may find us? You know, that's what the work of Maddie's hands means for us. Does our work, do our hands glorify the Savior? That's what it means. I mean, does our work glorify the Savior just like the stars of light do? Just like the sun does when it comes up in the morning? You know, that's the great work of this world. That's the work of eternity. That's a Maddie kind of work, is when our work glorifies God. Now, you and I both know, we all know that 2020 has been and remains a difficult, contentious, in many ways, a very painful and very lonely year for so many people. And I fear that it's going to get worse before it gets better. Which means that you and I have some work to do. We've got work to do. If 2020 is not going to get better right away, we've got work to do. But you know what? Some beautiful work, some Maddie work, is getting accomplished this year already. Now, I'm going to share two of them. Earlier this year, completely out of the blue, this here arrived for me in the mail. Just out of the blue. I'll show you. It's a rainbow with a whole bunch of happy people around it. I just got this in the mail in the middle of 2020, early in the summer. Just came to me in the mail. Nina sent it. Nina Denny sent it to me. It is the work of eternity. You know, sometimes God has a way of working through a little child in a way that you just need at just the right moment. And then later this summer, again, out of the clear blue sky, little Kiera, right at the end of a liturgy, gave me this bright yellow balloon. This big yellow balloon. Just handed me this bright yellow balloon simply because of love. She said it's for love. That's all it was. It wasn't even blown up yet. I had to take it home and blow it up. But, you know, that's Maddie work. That's Maddie work. You know, a balloon and a rainbow on a picture don't build buildings. They don't till the land, but they do save souls. It doesn't matter how young or old you are. That kind of work is the work of eternity. That's the work that praises the Savior along with the stars of light. And I think if there's a message to Maddie's grand 12th celebration, which is more heavenly than earthly this time, and maybe rightfully so, if there's a message to that celebration getting preempted by the pandemic in its earthly sense, maybe that's God's grace too. Maybe that's a reminder to us that the glory work of this world is not of earth. The glory work of this world is for the kingdom of heaven. It's to touch souls and to work the work of eternity. And maybe it's also a reminder to us that there's a lot of glory work yet to be done for the pained and the lonely and divided people of 2020. Maybe it's a reminder that the work and words of joy and light and love and perseverance and song that we are called and inspired to accomplish can be done. Can be done. In other words, Maddie work, the work of eternity, has been made possible to us. Amen.